Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey there, and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Come on in, make yourself at home. We're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes as we look at the Mass readings for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme is this: the choice is yours. In the Gospel from Sunday's Mass, Jesus is going to make it really clear. We have a choice to make. We can either follow his commandments, or we can do our own thing. Guess which way is going to bring us greater peace and eternal life? You got it. By following the commandments of the Lord, we're going to find that peace we are looking for, and we're also going to be able to live with him one day forever and ever in heaven. That's a really cool thing. But we do have that choice to make. And sometimes, even if we think we have made the choice and are living a certain way, we're going to Mass, we're going, you know, we're following all of the teachings of the church, or so we think, we might not be as much on the right track as we think we are. So let's talk about that today. And again, as he always does, Jesus will challenge us in the gospel. And he's going to challenge some of our beliefs. Sometimes, again, we think we're on the right track, but maybe we need a little correction. And that's what the Lord will deliver today. Now, the good news is, and I alluded to this a few minutes ago, it's going to bring you peace. Following what Jesus asks, following him, being his disciple, that's the only way you're going to get peace in life. So we will explore that in depth. I want to thank you for joining me on the program. In case you are just tuning in, you missed the opening. I am Gary Zimak. This is the Gary Zimak Show. We come to you once each week, courtesy of many Catholic radio stations across the United States and also through numerous podcasting outlets. I'm blessed to be able to be a part of your life, and I'm so glad that we can hang out and help one another. And believe me, you really help me. You help me to keep focused on the Lord. I'm so grateful for your prayers, for your donations, for your kind words. You keep me going. Thank you so much. And I hope I can say, I hope I could do the same thing for you. That's my goal. And that's why I do this program, because I want to help you get to know Jesus Christ. I want to help you surrender your life to him. And yeah, we've got to make that conscious decision. Again, today, the choice is yours, right? That implies that a choice has to be made. And every day we have to make that choice. Do I choose Jesus? Do I choose to surrender to his lordship? In other words, to do what he says, or do I want to do my own thing and just say that I'm a Christian? I mean, obviously, look, this is something we all struggle with, and we all go off the path at times. And that's what my goal is here. My goal is to help you to get back on the path. Now, I want to mention one thing before we pray. Beginning in a few weeks, believe it or not, Lent will be here. So the show after Ash Wednesday, which will be the Mass readings for the first week of Lent, I'm going to be doing an extra segment on the show. We'll still look at the prayer, the Mass readings, but I'm going to do a special segment called Give Up Worry for Lent, which is the title of my latest book, one that has really been doing tremendously in sales. And I'm so grateful for that the Lord has allowed this to happen. I have a Facebook page set up for Give Up Worry for Lent. You might be following the book as well. It's a daily devotional. If you haven't gotten a copy, you can get it from any online bookseller, or you can also go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, to get the book. But there are a series of daily biblical meditations, biblical passages, that's what I'm looking for, plus a meditation and a prayer for each day of Lent. On the Facebook page, I'm supplementing that with some additional information, so it's going to be a daily interactive way to get even more out of the book. Wednesdays on EWTN Radio, I'll be doing my Give Up Worry for Lent segment on the Sunrise Morning Show. And you can find out more about all this on my website, followingthetruth.com. And this will be at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. It'll be a 10-minute segment based on a meditation from the book. So you're going to have the weekly segment, you're going to have the Facebook page, plus right here on the Gary Zimak Show, I'll also be looking at a reading from Give Up Worry for Lent. So there's a lot of additional help I want to give you with the book. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be simple because we'll keep the show at 30 minutes and I'll really focus on the mass readings. But I want to give you a little something extra so that you and me, we can walk through Lent together as we attempt to give up worry for Lent. More on that in the weeks to come, but right now let's pray and then we'll take a look at the mass readings for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Please join me if you could. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty Father, thank you. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Father, thank you for creating us. Thank you for showing your love to us through people, through things, through circumstances, through the Eucharist, where Jesus comes to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and also showing your love to us through the Holy Spirit. We're so grateful, Father. We come before you. We realize that you are well pleased whenever we come to you. Whenever we come to you in prayer, when we turn to you, we know that pleases you. Father, we know you love us the way we are. Of course, you want us to change if we're heading in the wrong direction, but that doesn't make you love us any more or any less. You love us unconditionally, and that is a tremendous gift. And we thank you for that, Father. We lift up all of our problems right now, all of the things that are weighing heavily on us, our concerns about the future, our struggles to live a holy life. None of this is possible without your help, Father. We pray for the grace that we need to live a peaceful life and to live a holy life. I ask you, Father, to pour out a new filling of your Holy Spirit in each of us today. Fill us with the Holy Spirit, a brand new outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so that we can hear and respond to your message. And I ask you, Father, to use me as your instrument so that I can deliver the message that you have for us this day. And I ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me and for hanging out with me for this duration of this program. I'm Gary Zimak, and we are, you know, the way I always tell you, we are two friends sitting across from each other at the table. You got a beverage, I got a beverage, we got a snack, whatever you want to bring. We are just going to talk about Jesus and look at these mass readings for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. And that's the cool thing about a program like this. I'm so blessed to be able to share these readings with you and really to let the Lord speak through his written word. Now, the gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 17. It's a little bit of a longer gospel today. This is from the Lord's Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to read it, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said that you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first, and be reconciled with your brother. And then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is God's footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of your great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. Now, there's a lot going on in this gospel, and I would recommend that you spend a little time and reread it, because there is a good chance you may have missed something. It's Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 37. But really, if I could sum up, what's happening here is that Jesus is referring back to several items contained in the Mosaic Law. This is the law that was given to Moses and the Israelites. And what the Lord is seeing, and this is nothing new because this happens all the time. I'm guilty of it. I'm sure you're guilty of it. Many people are guilty of it. We somehow have this ability or this desire to take the law, the church teachings, the words of Jesus Christ, and changing them or forgetting about certain aspects of them, because often it's hard or difficult for us to follow the law of the Lord when we have our own desires and our own selfishness getting in the way. Right? That's what happens. If I am told, and Jesus very clearly told me this, that I am to love my enemies, that's difficult, especially when I want to punch them in the nose. You know what I mean? It's not easy. And if we're not careful, and if we're not really and truly led by the Holy Spirit, we can easily start to go through the motions. And you all know, I shouldn't accuse you. I'll say I know how easy it is to go to Mass on Sunday and get out into the parking lot and start to think bad thoughts about people and get annoyed and not want to talk to certain individuals, or maybe get mad because I got cut off in the parking lot. You know, all these crazy things happen. It's so that I am almost going through the motions. I'm performing the external acts of worship, but internally, I'm doing the wrong things, sometimes externally too. And that's what we have to be careful about. And Jesus, to his disciples, these are his followers, this is to us in this gospel, he's saying, don't think I came to abolish the law or the prophets. In other words, all these things that were spoken through the prophets, you know, a lot that we read in the Old Testament to put things into context, these things aren't going away. These beliefs, they're not going away. Don't think that I've come to make it a lot easier for you. I'm going to take away a lot of these important regulations or commandments. No, Jesus said, instead, I'm going to explain to you how you have deviated from them. Because that's what was happening. The people were getting away from what the Lord taught through the prophets. Because what happens over time, we can tend to become a little ritualistic or legalistic, if you will, and we could sometimes just get in the habit of following the letter of the law, but not really following it with our heart. We've all done that at times, and we can all go through the motions at times. We have to make a choice. The choice is ours. It's mine. It's yours. Are we really going to be followers of Jesus Christ, even when it hurts, even when it's not the easy thing to do? That's hard for me. That's hard for me to accept, but it's something that I have to wrestle with every day. That's part of this what it means to be a disciple of the Lord. And we're going to hear messages like this. We're going to hear messages like this where Jesus says, whoever breaks the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered least in the kingdom of heaven. You don't need me to tell you that ain't a good place to be. As a parent, I have to be really aware of what I say and do, because it's very easy for me to suddenly teach my children the wrong thing by my actions, by what I say. Am I really pointing them to Jesus by my actions and by my words? I have to be really careful about that, because so many times I don't do that. And I've got to get better about that. And that's what the Lord is saying. Because through my actions, through my words, through how I treat other people, I am either drawing them closer to the Lord or I'm pushing them away. Because why would anybody want to listen to me if I'm a jerk, if I'm not nice to people, especially my kids? So remember, people, even if you don't have children or your children are grown, people are going to look to you and to me as followers of Christ. We're his disciples. If we're not going to be nice to people and then suddenly begin to preach about the need to follow the teachings of the church to the letter, but at the same time I'm a nasty person, why in the world would somebody want to listen to me? That's what we have to really work on. If we're either all in or we're not. And that's what Jesus requires. And you know, we're coming up to Lent. Lent's a great time to take stock of how we're doing. And Jesus goes on, and again, I would really recommend you spend a little time with this gospel, because it is lengthy. And he's talking about the Mosaic law said, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother is liable to judgment. Well, you know, a lot of us go around saying, well, I'm a good person, I never killed anybody. Well, guess what? How many times do we get angry? And if you look in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, anger is a form of killing. We can kill a person emotionally. And again, I don't tell you this to get you upset or to make you feel bad about yourself, but we just need to get ready. We need to get ready for Lent and be able to assess our behavior honestly and recognize without the help of God's grace, we're not going to be able to do any of these things. But he wants to freely give us his grace. So let's work on that. Let's look at the first reading now, where it becomes very clear that we have to make a choice. The first reading comes from Sirach chapter 15, beginning in verse 15. If you choose, you can keep the commandments, and they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water, to whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. He is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God are on those who fear him. He understands man's every deed. No one does he command to act unjustly. To none does he give license to sin. So here we go. The very first sentence of this first reading. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. If you choose, the choice is yours. Now you might say, Gary, I can't do it. I've been trying, and yet I keep falling over and over into the same habitual sin. Remember, we cannot do anything by ourselves. And yes, we will fall. But we have to really lean on that grace and say, Lord, I accept your grace. I recognize that I'm a sinner and I cannot do anything holy, anything good without your help. Please help me. I don't like this person. I don't want to do the right thing. I really want to watch this movie on TV that I know is not good. It's not pure, but I just want to do it. It feels so good. And on and on and on. The variety of sins is endless. We're each going to have our own temptations. But the desire has to be there. I can't do it. I've stumbled a million times, but Lord, I want to do it. Please, Jesus, help me. Give me the grace. That's the way we need to approach this and take one day at a time. Depend on the sacrament of confession. Confession is such an incredible sacrament because not only when we go to confession do we receive absolution for our sins, but we can get the grace which will help us to fight against all of our sins, especially the ones that tempt us the most. So confession is incredibly important. Try to go as often as you can. And again, it's not just for the being able to be forgiven of your sins, which is really important, but you want that grace. You want that grace so that you can fight against your tendency to commit even more serious sins. You know, strictly speaking, and this is in the Catechism, it is not absolutely necessary to confess your venial sins. But the church strongly encourages you to do so that you get the grace to fight against the mortal sins that you're going to be tempted to commit. Okay, so that's real important. Make sure you go to confession. But don't forget the choice is yours. Yeah, you don't have the strength to be good on your own. But you have the ability to choose to turn to the Lord and ask for his help. That choice is yours. That choice is mine. And that's something that we have to decide for ourselves. Psalm 119, I love this. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. In some translations of the Bible, you will see the word blessed translated as happy. That's an absolutely valid translation. And here's the deal. You're going to be happy and peaceful if you follow the commands of the Lord. It might seem painful. It might seem painful at first. But doing so will bring you that peace you're looking for, following the Lord's law. Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. You have commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. Oh, that I might be firm in the ways of keeping your statutes. Be good to your servant that I may live and keep your words. Open my eyes that I may consider the wonders of your law. Instruct me, O Lord, in the way of your statutes, that I may exactly observe them. Give me discernment that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. And remember, we can do this. We can keep this law, the law of the Lord, the teachings of the church. Yeah, they're hard. They're hard, especially when we tend to be sinful and selfish and want to do what we want. But nobody's asking us to do this ourselves. Let's turn to the Lord and ask him to help. The second reading comes from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. Brothers and sisters, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. Or if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. There is no way, and I love this passage, there is no way that we are going to get to know Jesus or get to know the Father without the help of the Holy Spirit. But here's the good news. When we're baptized, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us when we are baptized, and that gift, that strength, the gifts, I should say, of the Holy Spirit, they are strengthened when we're confirmed. So if we've been baptized and confirmed, we have got that full power of the Holy Spirit working in us, available to help us understand the Lord better and be able to carry out his wishes in our lives. And that is the weapon, that is the secret weapon, as St. Paul says, not a wisdom of this age, that secret weapon that so many people in the world today do not understand. We as Christians have that secret weapon. And through the Holy Spirit, that grace can be poured out into our lives, and we can go out and be the image of Jesus. That's what we're called to be in this life. And I think sometimes, and I say, wow, I'm supposed to be the image of Jesus. I'm not even close. And that just tells me that I have a lot more work to do. But it's the job of the Holy Spirit. You know, I have to be careful when I say that. I have a lot more work to do. I'm a type A personality. I like to do things. I like to fix problems. My job is not to become holy. My job is to turn to the Holy Spirit and pray for the grace to be able to cooperate with him and, in effect, become holy. 1 minute at a time. That's really my job. My job is not to just get better and avoid sin. I can only do so much because I'm weak, I'm a sinner, I'm human. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, that is absolutely possible. And again, as we head into Lent, that should be our objective. I need to clean up some of the garbage in my life. That's my goal, and that's the church's goal for us. I want to get closer to the Lord. I need to decrease so that he can increase. And all of a sudden, little by little, I become more like Jesus every day. And I hope you'll walk with me as we journey toward Lent. Let's do that together. Let's help one another. Let's pray for one another so that we can make that possible. And that's one of the reasons I talk about giving up worry, because worry turns us toward ourselves. That's what worry does. Worry basically says, Lord, I don't believe you can help me with this problem, so I'm just going to stew over it and ruminate about all the things that can go wrong, as opposed to saying, Lord, I need your help. This sin that I just can't seem to get past, I need your help because I can't do it without you. So we want to move away from worry, move closer to the Lord. Lent is the perfect time to do that. Well, I'm looking at the clock on the wall and I can't believe it, but we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening to the program once again. I invite you to please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. You can find out how to invite me to speak at your parish or your conference. You can find out all about my books, including Give Up Worry for Lent. Or if you'd be so inclined, you can make a donation to keep my full-time ministry going strong. And I'd really be grateful for that. It's never easy for me to talk about money, but it's something that I need. I need your support because I am doing this full-time, and I need your support so that I can keep going forward. Okay? And I thank you. You are in my prayers every day. I hope you'll pray for me as well. Until we meet again, let's get ready. Lent's in a very short amount of time, couple of weeks. We'll be into the Lenten season. Let me know if I can do anything for you, Gary, at followingthetruth.com. Until we meet again, remember, we have a choice to make. Are we going to do it the Lord's way, or are we going to do it our way? I think we all know the answer to that, don't we? Thanks again for listening. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak saying God bless you. See you soon.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zimak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.